We're ready to go. This is an extended extra version of a Ponder Gander, What Matters. And we're going live now. I'm coming back in from having flounced is a new word I've just learned. And no matter how you dress it up, it is what it is. And so I've got Flash along with me. He and I have been doing radio together for a few years. And he happened to come along and be the man, thanks to Grimner, to talk me down. And at some point, I want to try to get a timestamp here. And I have a special message for a few that will be specific that don't have the attention span or desire to go and sit and listen for a couple hours of a bunch of blovation. Anyways, hey, Flash, thanks for coming along.
Absolutely. That's what I do, Mr. Vincenzo.
So, a flounce, that's a pretty definite word. Have you heard that before?
Yes. I don't know how it applied, but it's not an unfamiliar sound. I just never used it, but I've heard, yeah.
So, a flounce usually is like a dress. So I had a little, somebody had fun with me in the word being in a flounce. And I just wondered what color I should wear. But flounced, add a D on there. Oh, I didn't put the death. Let's do that again. Put a D on the end. Now what do you get? Simple. Oh, thank you. I should have OD'd it then. Let's do that again.
Take two.
So yeah, take two. This is fun, right? There it is. When a member of an online community has left it, usually after a protracted disagreement with other members of the community. That's from Urban Dictionary. So that's perfect. So in response directly to Sky Reeve and the other person over there wanted to know, thought I retired. Well, I didn't retire. And no, I said I was leaving off further engagement. And as it be, we've walked through this together, you and I, and so here I am. But still a little lacking a little in the gusto, I guess. So. Flash.
If you do anything long enough, you get bored of it for a minute until you step away. Take a distant look and then go, oh, I still want to do that. That's what I do. I don't know. Maybe you might not be that way. You might be special. You might have superpowers. Who knows?
Yeah, that was for Sparkly Bear. I thought you flounced from Twitter, Vinny. Yeah. And this is at 3 minutes in. So should I take notes?
I don't know. How seriously do you take people's opinion in the first place?
Well, I have a response to that. And this is all voluntary, right?
What's all voluntary? What are we talking about?
About me and you talking.
Voluntary? Of course not. We hold each other hostage through clever negotiation, and we find the other guy and force him to keep his word and put him on the radio with us.
I have an imaginary Gordian knot tied around you, keeping you captured. And
see? Well, I offered to help you, and I didn't expect you to take it, so I thought, this ain't going to happen. Here you are.
Yep. Be careful what you say.
I could have made a liar out of myself and said, no, I can't do this. Who the hell do you think you are, mister? But I forgot I even offered.
I didn't forget.
But I did. When I was reminded, I own what I do.
Well, there's a lot here. I've been tossing back and forth with Hal and the memification. Had fun there. I'm scrolling down to respond to Sky Reeve, but it's probably way down here because, one reason is I just chose not to respond. Here you go. It's Guy Reeve, and 5 minutes in. I thought you retired. Saw you on the CLT Facebook page, too. Kind of weak retirement, Vince. Four people like that, and somebody commented. Let's see what they said. Maybe not. Oh, here it is. It might be hidden. Might be somebody that, yeah, that has me blocked. Okay, I think I'm a winner. And this comes from an Ammon Bundy post. And this guy, Stand with Roger Stone, he's like a fake person. Not really real. And I said, aren't you glad that the Ammon Bundy lets you spam his account? The funny thing is, the more you post, the clearer your deceit. Truth, on the other hand, shines no matter. And that's kind of my idea. If the truth stands, it's not going to be changeable, but when people lie and use their little trickery, I like to encourage that, even the much more give example. Everybody always exposes themselves the more they talk. So their intention and their wrong usage of engagement, they're there to win. And so, yeah. Frump, he says, I only dance in the wife beater in a dirty pink tutu when all the cogs line up and he feels that special moment. I think that's probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a medication for that. And a cream. Yeah, you're probably going to break out in all kinds of weird places. But, yeah, keep it up. You'll see.
So the deal was, talking specifically with Sky Reeve. Now, there have been a lot of questions. These people don't want to put out their true identity, and they have a fear of being poxed, which is fair for them, because there is a true threat to people that would, from some nutters on the far right to nutters on the far left.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What?
That's not an assumption on your part. I do it because my wife does like a little bit of fucking privacy.
No cussing on this one, please.
I'm sorry, I forgot. Okay. But you got me all upset talking for me without asking me what I thought. But I live in that world, too, on paper. But my privacy is just a matter of I didn't pay enough attention to that real game in the first place to gather any history.
Well, with Sky Reeve, he's a pretty good investigator. He keeps up with all the court cases on all these people called poots. And so I rely on him for gathering a lot of my information. And he and I started talking in 2017 over at Oregon Live, Oregonian Live, from Maxine Bernstein's coverage of the Bundy Ranch trial. So his first thing he said to me ever was, basically, try saying that again where it can be understood. So and I engagement in conversation, it evolved from there to where, you know, we have a workable exchange. Matter of fact, I think he's kind of gotten a little soft gloved because just trying to have this relationship without a bickering back and forth. But so he finally came back and called my retirement week. So now I had typed to you and this stupid computer thwarted me, but I had typed about four or five paragraphs. It took me a good hour, and I was laying out all the, you know, this reason from a flouncing to a returning, and a lot of wisdom shared with me in that decision, and you, Flash, having been there to talk me down, and confused you, right? You said you weren't expecting a compliance.
Pretty much, yeah. I figured you'd want to argue, because I was looking at it through my eyes.
Nuh-uh, I don't want to argue. You want to argue. Uh-uh. No, you did.
There you go. See? See you next week, everybody.
Man, we've only been in 9 minutes, man. What are we?
But well, I look at this as though we both look at the same thing, but when we discuss them, they seem different. But when you get through all the words and the bullshit at the end, it's really the same. It just has different identifying features to it depending on how you look at it at a certain time. But in the end of the game, it's all the same. We don't have any choices. We think we have choices. There ain't no choices. And now, just now, people are coming up with the it's even more an illusion of choice. If you buy this to protect yourself from that, where's the choice? You're just being bullied into yet one more financial decision you have to make to survive. Well, so there's never a choice.
There's always choices. But I was telling Sky Reeve that, I typed all this out. And as I moved my mouse over out of the field and accidentally bumped it, boom, the box closed. And it was like, it's all gone. And so then I had, it's like, it was at the end of a day of what I was doing. I said, I'm not going back there again. And so it's not as, I didn't snub you. I appreciate that message of best wishes. And
you're leaning too far away from the mic. Closer, buddy.
It's right there. I just maybe moved it away. Let me try that there. So anyways, not a snubbing. And it was something that's very serious and still continues, but I'm not going to toss out the baby with the bathwater as it goes. And it's a great network here, and Grimner has invested time and money that cannot be even comprehended. And even though there'll be jet choking every time I say real for having banned Chloe over disagreements, and then into the and then Kate come along and help clear up for me this thing with Pox. I mean Sox, in his copability. So he doesn't have any powers over here to, I assume. So I haven't looked deeply in how all that stuff works, but I didn't like the idea of a dirty cop.
But what did I tell you that day before when you were
give
all
melting? Give it a couple of weeks, and I said, yeah, I agree to that. And then the next day, Kate come along and cleared that up a little for me.
See, you got to understand when you're in a conflict, you got to listen. And when you're in a conflict, the last thing you really want to do is listen to the other idiot talk. It's a mess.
Yeah, sometimes you'll see who can be the bigger idiot.
Yeah, there's that. The competition to be the biggest dork. Oh, good. Yeah.
So Sky Reeve over there on Twitter, he really mocks people tremendously. Yeah. That's the entertainment some people like, man. But as far as, like I said, his and I, how we've been conversating for this past year and a half, it's evolved into a more straightforward method. That's what I generally try, which I didn't do when I came into this situation here, the banning, right?
No.
I did?
What?
No. Maybe?
Well, I'm going to still stick with it. I see both sides. When you're warned about your behavior bringing a certain responsibility on you, if you don't abide by certain guidelines, choose to disregard them. If you've been personally set aside like that in a social situation that tells you something, I've gone too far. There you go. You know, that's what organizations do. That's what society does. So you're taking the ban so personal still to me.
I'm past it all, but it is still, as far as the where I was at anyways. But, we move forward. It is what it is. There's nothing for me to do except for what I've already done, and I've gone over to the Politics 360. I'm going to push cancel, so raise your pant legs, and here you go.
I wonder how many people actually started thinking about your side after you brought it to the front and started complaining. might not have thought about it, you know, and said, well, thought what I thought and wouldn't go any further with it. You got what you wanted, now be quiet. But then there's people like you that think, hey, wait a minute, this is going a little too far, isn't it, here? Blah, 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 blah. And maybe it needed to be expressed in words verbally and on the feed and on the radio so we could talk about it and get comfortable with, we only put up with so much crap before we get mad and tell you don't do that too much.
Well, you said a terrible word, like you said we. Like this is a collective here, a gathering that we're all in together. We're not a beehive or an ant colony, man.
Oh, get over it.
I am over it.
Water cooler. This is a gossip mill of gossip. This is what people do. This Facebook, Twitter, Twatter, it's all the same thing. This is a small version of it. And the bigger the thing is, the tighter the restrictions to participate. You started the show out with, hey, watch your language. So, come on. I forgot, and right away, I'm so used to just being me, I've been spoiled. And lost my memory. Went,
I didn't beat you up, right?
Yeah, it's not the point. You asked me a favor, and I agreed to it, but I got a short attention span and a long, you know, like even shorter fuse when I get mad. And for some reason, this is going to surprise you, swearing gets the attention of those who won't listen. You know, it brings them into the conversation because then they're mad. They want to know what you're cussing about.
Or there's others that, boom, it shuts them down right there from hearing anything else.
Goodbye. The difference
difference between me and you. There. That's one of our contentions or contrasting of the occupation.
You're not threatening. When you're a bully, you're still not a threatening bully. You're one of a kind. I'll give you that. You hold your own in a disagreement on the main feed, and you take shit people give you, and you laugh. And I believe, because some of this stuff, how do you even make it up? But to take it personal and get all upset, you don't. What you get upset about, to me, as far as knowing you, is the deeper things behind all the other distraction things that we use to interact with. And you're on that foundation like Hal Anthony. You can see that more clearly than most people.
12:17 arrival time. Man, we was nobody called Hans Dredd's arrival. He must be. What happened? And he's here during his Starbucks moment. Is he sick?
Watch.
I think we have a new J. Dredd, the infamous Hans Grubel.
They gave him a promotion and gave him a bow tie.
Who did?
Go home and have a quickie. We'll be here when you get back there, sport.
Oh, he did drop in?
Yeah, he just showed up at 19 and 22 on the chat.
No, I mean earlier. I thought this was his first arrival.
Just saw it coming.
Good. There he is. Let's give him a nail.
I'm going to salute the great big orange head ball of washer.
Hey,
greetings, Hansel.
We'll trick him. He don't know you're on here.
Okay, I'll mute.
Excuse me. I choked a little bit. We're 2 minutes away from 4:20 somewhere, y'all. Get him ready.
Right.
So, do we have a Judge Dredd tuned in?
Probably not.
Yeah. He'll come along or he won't. So, anyways, where are we at?
7th and Main.
I think
okay, it's Broad Street. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. I'm sitting in the privy of my living room with my wife, Doug, and cat is upstairs. Dr. Cooper survived the surgery. They decided, instead of putting him down, to bring him back. And we still have a cat, or a cat still has us. But he's no longer a outdoor cat. He's like me now. He has to stay home and be good. Not go out and do what cats do. And now we got an indoor cat.
Are you ready for less than 1 minute?
Oh, very, very good. Let me see what I
have my Zippo. standing by there now. It is now 4:20 somewhere.
Toke 'em if you got 'em. That is our motto, Flash Co. Because at Flash Co, we aim to please, but our sights are crooked. Let the buyer beware. You've been warned. So when you drink that tap water and you go, hey, am I in the 40% that's being fluoridated? Do you ever wonder about that? Not you, Vinny, because you don't have water like a city guy. You got water like a country bumpkin.
Well, I've seen the time I've drank out of a muddy hoof print.
That's right, Pilgrim. Well, you know what they said in that movie? The legend's better than the story. Go with the legend. Or the truth. You know, the truth is never... Truth is always boring compared to the story. Know what I mean?
Embellish.
When I was to see the judge, I screamed, oh, Your Honor, she looked every bit of 15. Because shit, please, people say they do shit they don't do. And then they tell you they didn't do the shit they did. It is the nature of the beast. It is not our fault. We are broken. I have spoken.
You've spoken and not broken.
Well, you know, I was watching this movie with Clint Eastwood once, and the scene is the guy's going to jump off the 10th floor of this big building.
Yeah, Dirty Harry.
He's going to kill himself. So they send Dirty Harry up there, and he takes a watermelon, and he drops it. And he says, see that? That's what's going to happen to you. See you later. That kind of shit. Where did that go? You know, we used to be tough people with... culture and ideas and stuff, and now we're just I don't know. If you've seen what they call representing society from where I'm standing, you'd want to throw society in a blender
or
a toilet.
What about Mad Max when he jumped off the building when he was a cop in a Lethal Weapon? You want to jump? Do you?
Yeah, see, Are you kidding me? But see, all that stuff softened the public up for the crap the cops do now.
Yeah, that's right. It's
for that.
Is
police
it okay
need
to be a crazy cop?
When I was a teenager, the police needed my permission to engage me. And it was way different than it was when I was an adult. But I saw this shift in the way it went. Wow. Where are we now? Mr. Ten Rights.
I should have gone and looked that up. I didn't know you was even talk about that. Josh Tolley, let's see, February 12th of 2012, he really just showed how all of that stuff is gone. Hey, let me give you the mic. I actually want to see if I can find that.
You want me to... tell you how to fix all the problems?
No, stay the topic. Well, I got you off topic, or you got me off. I guess let's start out at the one. No, what's
one
the first
more.
One? First Amendment. Is that a right?
Freedom of speech. Yeah, amendments. So your rights granted or protected by the Constitution, however you look at that crap. But my point about this whole right thing comes down to this. When it comes down to using one, you're not given an opportunity. You're taking it. That's the time where, nobody's protecting you from anything. You're doing what that says you're doing. You have a weapon. You have a word. You have... You got a couple of U.S. soldiers bunking in your den. You know? Ouch, that was my wife closing the door very abruptly. I got slammed. Okay, so Vinny's stalling while he's looking for some...
I'm trying to go in the back door here. And my search didn't come out here.
No, he's
up
back door.
Didn't work.
I bet he eats a chicken, too.
G-C-N.
Did you do all your doors homework? You know, that Jim Morrison shit?
No.
Oh, yeah, you're a country boy. That's right. Did you ever spend any time in L.A. before it went stupid?
I grown up L.A. would be 86. I was Huntington Beach as a kid. And
what years?
They're about the second half of the 80s I spent in SoCal. And I was all over California.
It tipped in 90. I think that was the beginning of crapola. But
yeah,
before 90, it was tolerable to a point. And I still stand it. I lasted, I was there from, 98 to 2002. Again, I lived in and out of the state quite a bit. I found many places to go visit in the interim.
Yeah, I went to I went a lot of places in California, top to bottom of the state.
Some people doesn't know it has a top or a bottom.
Yeah, it's deep and pretty wide, too. There's some mountains you can go over up and down there.
Yeah, I think it's one of the few states you can go to the mountains, the desert, and the ocean all in one within one border.
What is farther west, San Diego, California, or Las Vegas, Nevada? There's a trivia question.
Well, logic would tell you it'd be west. Depends on how you look at that, huh? Okay, you tell me, Mr. Mapmaker.
Well,
I don't like a trick question, so you can't make me do nothing I don't want to do.
The answer is Las Vegas, Nevada is farther west.
I had a feeling it was, but I don't know why. On the map, it's further east, but
it's not though. That's just the,
how so?
That's see how your perception gets skewed. Me too. I mean, I'm not trying to say something here. This is how everybody is. It's just your perception, and you think you're going from left to right. And as the west coast of the continental United States how it lays out there, it's going to the east as it goes to the south. So it's San Diego is, if you look right below Vegas, it's a little further east on north and west.
Okay, Matt, make God, what brings all this up?
I don't know.
Now you're the trivia king of the reallibertymedia.com. Give him his star, Gritman.
Only say this. In the words of Pancho Villa, don't let it in like this. Tell him I said something.
Fucking people. Go figure. Oi, Pancho Villa. What do you know about Pancho Villa, my friend?
He was a great general, a great leader. What about General Douglas MacArthur? What did he have to say? He said, we're not retreating. We're advancing in another direction. Who was
advanced.
Talking about retreating? I was saying that earlier this morning.
Not me. I wasn't around.
Yeah. So I've had to come to the same conclusion that Henry Kissinger did, that there can not be a crisis next week. My schedule is already full.
Ta-da. How did you figure that out? I mean, you must be smart.
Yeah.
Tell me how you really feel, Mr. Vincent. I ain't got no worries.
Well, I would say in admiration that our polite recognition of one another's resemblance to ourselves. In comment to that.
Okay, what kind of tricky dicky crap was that to say?
Yeah. I know there are a lot of people who do not love their fellow man, and I hate people like that.
It's the same thing, dork.
But you've often heard it said that there's no business like show business, but Letterman, he says, but there's several businesses like accounting.
Wow. You're making my tumor bleed, Vincent.
You know the shortest distance between two points is, unfortunately, under construction.
You know what cracks? You want to hear a Love America story? Fresh from today?
Yes, I love them sort of stories.
I had to wander into town in search of a special place to do commerce today. And Sirk had written down the address so I could go to this place. And what ended up happening, there's two places. She wrote the opposite. That the one she didn't send me to, she wrote me that address. But they both know each other, so I got sent to the right business. But the woman that I finally found and met up with to do my commerce with, she says, oh, yeah, numbers in Frederick's Fark, I understand. And I was about 10 or 15 minutes late instead of being 10 minutes early. And because of her familiarity with the city, how it's designed and construction going on all around, her, she was not thrown off a bit. I was treated like I was on time. Everything went smooth, and we parted ways. But, you know, in the States, I remember being late to shit, and then they wouldn't talk to you. Or being on time to all those horrible doctor appointments and having to wait like an hour, hour and a half to see a freaking idiot doctor.
Yeah, my
My
elderly lady friend down the way, she went to the doctor last week and then came back with like a head cold or something. Got sick, sitting there waiting and waiting in the lobby with a bunch of sick people.
I've read that.
That's the craziest thing. Why would you go sit with sick people that, if you're probably already prone to being sick or possibly, I mean, there's nothing good could come from that. What kind of practice is that? I think that has been practiced and proven to not be a very good idea. What do you think about that?
Well, if they keep practicing, they're bound to do it right eventually. They're going to accidentally do something right.
I'm going to have to disagree with that. And looks like I was wrong. Vegas is at 36.16114 North, 115.149334 West in San Diego. It appears to be 2 degrees further west. So I might have to make that maybe Camp Pendleton then. Thanks,
he's got
to
fit the crime. How political of you, Vinny.
It appears I was wrong once again. I know this is very surprising.
you tried.
Yeah,
I'll give you credit.
I do know that I thought I was wrong one time before.
I bet you were mistaken.
Do I have the right to be wrong?
No.
What do you mean I don't?
No, I don't. I don't allow you that. No, sir. You must always be correct, or I will have you done stuff to.
If I was telling you all sorts of things in a wrong way, would I still be right?
To yourself, yeah. Of course. The only liar that doesn't know he's lying is the liar.
Is that like
the
being
guy
crazy?
You gotta understand. If I teach you something and you believe that something is true, and it's not true, I've taught you a lie. And then when you go repeat it, you're just repeating the lie that you heard with no proof to back it up one way or the other. Just blah 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 blah. But you don't know it's a lie, so you just argue. Well, I'm not lying. You're lying. Blah, 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 blah. Wham wham boo hoo. Call the ambulance. We have spilt milk on the RLN floor.
You want to hear a funny story about spilt milk?
I don't know. Is it like the one where the guy thought your singing was somebody strangling a cat?
That's another story. Yeah, I sang for my supper to Bundy Ranch.
They throw you chicken bones. They choke on that, you fucking cat.
They smoke crack out of chicken bones down in Jamaica.
I don't know. I've never been to Jamaica. Never wanted to go to Jamaica. I don't like the accent of the Jamaican.
Oh, what's the matter for you, man?
Oh,
you know, like,
just
yeah,
it's like
the reggae blues.
London English, oh, crying out loud.
Hey, you know, my first experience with reggae was in the 80s in California. I didn't know what reggae was. I went to a reggae fest up on Mount Baldy.
It is like listening to people talk with a mouth full of cat shit. It is just not pleasant. I don't enjoy it.
I have the right to not enjoy what I don't like.
What are you doing? You sound like you're running something through a blender.
I was just seeing what it sounded like.
I'm going to go get something from across the room. Be right back.
Okay. Run, run, run. Hey, is Hansa listening? Are you listening to this over radio? I don't know that he is. Let's see what they're saying over here. Stuff. Fun one is that Florida is actually west of South America. Thanks, Kiss. And D.C., week of March 8th. So we're going to be close to San Diego. And I wonder if he's talking about continental plate shift. Could it be? What about this Pandora? Did it not Pandora? The supercontinent. Pangea. Did it all fit together like a puzzle? Or just appear to be that away? Look at the plate collapse. How'd the world come to be how it is? Very interesting.
I did it that way when you weren't looking.
Jamaica crack bones and I don't care. Jamaica crack bones and I don't care. And Grimner, the big papa.
Sir, that verbal splinter that can't remove. Can't be removed from the brain once it gets in there.
Which one? What happened? What happened? What? What?
I was being sarcastic.
I know I was laughing and I didn't hear you. You got to do it again.
I got to do one again.
Be sarcastic. I missed it.
Well, that already came and went. Missed it.
Put your mic back to your mouth.
Put my mic back to my. No, I don't think so.
That's
I'm kind of
better.
I'm going to strap this baby on my foot and do something. Watch this. Hold my beer. Watch this. I can do this blindfolded. Yeah. Ever hear a heart surgeon say, I can do this with one arm tied behind my back. I'm good.
That's an operation that sometimes is an immediate life-saving event, and sometimes they take it too far because they get paid extra and decide to strip some extra veins out and poke them and stitch them back together elsewhere. When they're telling you you need a stent and this and that, if you'll catch that in time, you can. There's lots of good ways of cleaning that out that you don't have to take this extreme life and death operation. And it is. It's a chance every time. You go under the knife, how you will respond to the anesthesia and the operation, the ability of the body to fight back and overcome the injuries, and not to mention the rest of what's going on inside there causing all the problems. Kind of applicable to other aspects of life, huh?
Do you know where the most dangerous place in your home truly is?
The bathroom?
Yes. You know why?
Because, like, driving on long trips, the more chance of having an accident, it's the closer you are to home. And you feel
poor
more
son.
Comfortable. Yeah,
no,
you feel
I'm
comfortable blaming. In the bathroom, don't you?
I'm blaming Whitey, damn it. We listen.
We can't
it's
do
porcelain.
That. No.
Porcelain.
That's racist, man. No.
Yeah, but when you have your porcelain installed and it's off yellow or pink, you don't have as big of a chance of breaking your neck in that tub or toilet or sink as if they were white.
This sounds like a true story.
I'm making it up as I go. Does it sound good?
Yeah, because of your perception that white is kind of, a non-definitive boundary, and that, you know, like fluffy clouds, whereas when you get into colors like pink, there is definitely a point of entry there that you stop and attach.
What? Actually, what I'm insinuating around the way is simply this, Vincent. White is cheap and common, and people don't care about white. What they do care about is their special little damn colors. Go figure.
I think
it's all
white,
brown.
A true white, just necessitates a lot of refinement.
Well, mother of pearl white's really nice, too. It's a very eye-pleasing color to gaze upon if it's used correctly in the painting. Nothing like Mother of Pearl Wyatt, let me tell you, baby. But most of the Mexican in me can't stand looking at it.
What about the Mexican? So the I'm confused.
There is no such thing as a Mexican. You got me confused with the American. I am the Mexican. Whoops. I hijacked the stogie, and then baby wanted it back. Go figure.
Go figure. How far do you have, does one have to go?
To where?
To figure.
Figure what?
Yes. Go figure. How far must one go to figure?
As far as they want.
Not as far as necessary?
No. There's no such thing as necessary. There's only what you're willing to do. Necessary is a con job. It's like taxes and government and all that other rubbish. You're not limited, Vincent. We've proven that on this freaking radio trip thing that we do.
Not
even
limited.
Time and distance cannot stop certain events from happening. Might not be with the original two people, but down the road later somewhere you'll reconnect with the same concept.
Well, I can't complain, but sometimes I do. Anyone can do any amount of work, provided it isn't the work he's supposed to be doing at the moment.
Well, it's the word. It's the wording. Work is the enemy of the idea in the first place, because my instinct tells me when you say work, I'm doing something for somebody else's benefit, not me.
I had a monumental idea this morning, but I didn't like it.
Oh. Oops. Did you punish yourself again with the flogging thing?
No, I figure a fanatic is one who can't change his mind and won't change the subject. And sometimes drawing on my fine command of the English language, I sometimes say nothing.
Oh, you never say nothing, you liar. You always have an opinion.
Well,
I count on you for an opinion when I don't want you to have an opinion. That's how much opinion you don't have.
Dang. Well, I had a wonderful time, but this isn't one of them.
Well, you know what? I would never call you, though. You're not a storyteller. You know, you're not making up anything. You have the ability to think off it, blah, 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 blah. And last time I did radio with you, I dumped you for I had to go to blow up my nose or something. My head was exploding. And left you with a mic for 2 minutes, and you were flabbergasted for the first time. I never heard you say that. I got nothing to say.
Nothing to say. I came with an open mind.
Wow. What an improvement.
You know, there's a fine line between genius and insanity. And
I've read that.
I have erased this line.
For yourself,
yes.
Not for anybody else.
Some days you're the dog, and some days you're the hydrant.
Well, don't confuse the outside world with the inside world that we have. You know, because you've got two worlds. You got the one in your head, and then you got the one outside of your head that you visually see and you touch and you smell. That's different than the one in your head. There are two separate things.
It's like a trap. Building a better mousetrap. You know, Disney World is the biggest people trap ever built by a mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't been to a Disneyland operation since the 70s. I boycott everything. I boycott it for good. It's finished. Don't push me to boycott. But the sad thing is, my boycotts are usually very lonely.
Well, these are my principles, and if you don't like them, I have others.
I have great enemies to boycott, but I can't get a following to boycott them with me. I do it all by myself. It's a lot of work. You know how hard it is to not buy Israeli goods? Damn it.
I didn't even know they... what do they make it out of? Where do they get it? So here, I pulled this little thing on your hair there, Flash. And there's the tripod.com rights. And funny stuff right there. So I was just like pulling down through the list there and saying these things.
Yeah, I see General MacArthur, Henry Kissinger, blah. Well, I wonder if any of these guys ever really even said any of that. Somebody just put their name on it. You know, that's how much faith I've got in history now. I can't complain. That's out of a song he wrote, so he probably wrote that.
Well, I like the one that topped the list. Don't let it end like this. Tell them I said something. The last words of Pancho Villa.
Wow, the last words of Pancho Villa.
You know how much of history has been skewed so that we don't really know what took place? And then by the time we realize we've been screwed the first time reading about it, it's too late to. People think you're nuts when you tell them what you found out.
What? Tell me.
For example, the looting of the land of Mexico before it became Mexico. There was other people living there, Indian tribes. And the Spanish came over, and the Spanish said, hey, we're going to wipe out all these fucking tribes and take their gold. Whoops, did that thing again. And they took all the gold, and they brought it back to Europe, and they built up the Europe, and they killed off the Incas and the Aztecs. So... But what history doesn't really bring that up in school, as I recall. We started out in Europe in history in school. It's like, well, where'd everything else go? You know? And then occasionally some idiot would talk about a dinosaur or something ridiculous like that.
Which came first, the dinosaur or the egg?
Oh, please. Even if it's true, what difference does it make? Why waste your time invested in the past to that level to prove what? You're just feeding the divide and conquer. Anything to keep us out of the moment we're in to move forward isn't interrupted by the past. So the past is for. Not to make you feel good, but to stop you from thinking of a way to improve the present. Because as you all know, it takes a lot of resource to sit around reading about the past. You're spending all your now reading about something that happened, and you don't even know if the story's true. You just guys, what happened?
It's I'd say near impossibility to understand what's going on right now without understanding the fullness of what's transpired in the past.
Okay, I understand that. But how do you explain to people how we ended up with the Federal Reserve Central Bank?
I like to start real soft with, hey, do you accept Federal Reserve notes in exchange for goods or services?
I know that one.
Didn't they say goods and services? Did that? They were already confused there, so the Federal Reserve note is like...
They're promissory notes. Yeah. We're just passing around promises. It's not real. It's make-believe.
You're not.
How do you tell anyone that? It's make believe. Well, we use it. Well, it's crashed so many freaking times during the time we've used it.
It's real.
The value of it.
It's real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tangible.
Real.
And
okay. And then there's people like me that get through times without money. Money is a tool. There's way more important things in life. Stimulus and hey, you coughed in the mic there.
Cop.
Your skills in a crisis can out of nowhere just show up. You won't even know you were any good at it, but a crisis happens. People need each other, and all of a sudden, you find this ability to tolerate somebody that you wouldn't talk to yesterday, and all of a sudden, they're your best friends when you're trying to move this piece of lumber off of another person you don't like.
You ever be out on the streets and talk to some homeless crazy person and see some
genius. Oh yeah, sure. I used to take a crazy guy to coffee when I was a teenager that lived on the street, and one night he had me rolling. He was telling me how Jesus was a bastard because he didn't have a father. I remember that part of the conversation, but he was just wackadoodle.
I drove up to Sacramento from Vegas and picked up this couple of dudes hitchhiking, and the one guy, the leader there between the two, he says, as we're going along, he says, I'm going to I'll tell you who else I am maybe later. And I already knew who he was going to say. So we're up there in the sequoias, in the redwoods, bears and big trees all about. He says, what if I told you I was Jesus? And I just laughed at him. Maybe if he had pronounced it
why?
Jesus, I wouldn't have.
But why? Maybe his name was Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. It's in saying that he was the returned Christ.
Oh, well, maybe in his mind he was.
Here's Grimner asking if I accept Lord Rothschild as my Lord and Savior.
Yeah, but Vince, think about this, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody somewhere believed the first story about this guy rising and all this other stuff that happened. So if it happened again, the person looking on is one that chooses. And if they believe it and they think they're him, how do you know they're not? If you believe that, then you believe it.
Well, my response to him, short and simple, was, is because your feet's on the ground.
Okay, and my response to you is always, the person who believes is the one in charge of what they believe. It's up to them. They can change their mind anytime they want to. I can fall to my knees and start praising Trump any damn time I choose.
You better.
Nobody's.
You better,
not
Mister.
To. Well, now I won't because
the great Magna is here
get
for your
off
benefit.
Get thug. Nay, thug. You know what you say? You go. Just say no to thugs.
How'd you like it, Mister? If you were made to build your own enclosure of walls. huge ones, very, very great, lovely, nice,
it's
very nice. Not like China walls. Yeah.
It's very large open air prison, and it's got little sections, and some places got big sections, but they're still, you can't walk across one in a day. They're bigger than that. So they're open air prisons that you can feel free inside of.
They got doors on them. You can go in and out. It's not like you're just locked down in one pod.
Right. Yeah, you can go to the border and leave.
No,
you
can
do all that game, but
not without
really
proper paperwork, Mister.
Why? Exactly. While you're within the confines of a border, you're applying the local land rules to your life, and when you don't, it shows, and you end up in trouble. There you go.
So something you told me that if you're caught out in the some other country without paperwork, they'll lock you up and put you in jail, huh?
Who told you that?
You did.
I assume they would. That's why I've always carried paperwork, because the stories I'd heard about, I've never met anybody that didn't. I just know what I've been told, and what I've been told about the things regarding traveling always worked out.
But what if I was in Denmark and I didn't have any papers?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess they'd take you to investigate you.
Really?
I don't know.
What if I applied for political asylum?
Well, see, to do all that, you got to prove who you are to even start the wheels of justice. They don't just give it that to anybody. It depends on where you're from.
If you just said, listen, I've escaped the United States of America. And,
that probably wouldn't work.
No?
I would say, nah, I would say they wouldn't. Even because they're too tied to America's money. So to admit that America's the bad guy puts them in that, yeah, no, let's be on, you know, the good side of the psycho because we don't want it attacking us. Never mind. I was making a big America joke.
Well, I mean, would they want somebody like they got paper on, like Julian Assange, right? They want him, and they want Snowden. So, well, I mean, I'm not wanted for anything, right? If I fled the coup, would they really want me, or would I be allowed the escape?
See, I don't know. I didn't come here to do anything. I came here to visit, and I ended up getting married. So my circumstances are way different than that.
Do you think Dredd joined the French Foreign Legion at some point?
Yeah, he's the guy that didn't know how to use the camel right.
Did he use the what? The camel?
Oh, yeah. I heard about this guy, right? He joins the... Wait a minute. Let me drink. The judge gives him a choice to set his sentence, and he says, well, I'll give you two choices. You go to prison 5 years, you do 2 years in British Foreign Legion. He goes, three, I think I'll take the first one. Give me the 2 years. So he goes off to the French Foreign Legion. They send him to the desert in Africa. Now, he's in there on a sex charge. So, like, 2 days into this being in the desert looking at all these other guys and a camel, he starts to ask, where's the women? What do you do when you want to cop one? Now, they didn't speak the very good of the English, so they pointed at the camel. And he went, oh, no, I ain't going to do that damn camel. Well, a couple more days go through. And he
wait,
says, you know,
stop, stop. I got to stop you.
Well, everybody else wrote it in the town.
No, stop. Stop. I'm not sure where you're going with this, but
yeah, you are.
Listen, I'm going to tell you a camel story. My brother was in Egypt, and it was like $10 to get your picture taken on the camel, and the guy with the camel and the camera says, it cost you another $20 for me to have the camel go back down to his knees and you to jump off. So my brother just like slung his leg over and hopped off the camel. You'll not pay for exit.
Yeah, commerce, man. That's what you need the Admiralty Court for, to straighten all that crap out. Where would you be without them?
You wouldn't be getting free camel rides.
Hey, I hate to tell you this. I don't ride camels.
I had a friend. I told you about my friend Clyde, the camel.
I don't know, but yeah. There's a company in Dubai that makes camel chocolate out of camel milk.
Camel milk.
Yummy, yummy. It's a big, expensive chocolate. I bet it's good, too. Just sounds disgusting because I've seen a camel.
You know, the Mongolians used to make cheese out of mare's milk. You know, they'd wrap it up in, like,
Mongolians made cheese out of the Norwegians.
They'd put it under their saddle and they'd ride and... Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's hairy cheese, but it was probably, I guess, keep you alive.
Well, you explain it to me however you like.
Well, as a Yakking Yahoo member, a fellow Yakker, Yakking Yahoo, you know, how's that go? You get a fellowship?
I'm still stuck on your stand on free speech. It's amazing to me that anybody
can... I'm going to just have to demand that you shut up. Speaking about any more free speech, mister.
Oh, okay.
No,
yes,
go
sir.
Ahead. I changed my mind. Go ahead.
It's too much. You can't make this stuff up.
I can.
No, you can't. It's already happened. How do you make up what already did happen?
I don't know.
That's what the past is for.
That's a cool looking picture right there, that Mountain Man. We know who Mountain Man is, our favorite left coast resident. What? Tell me again.
People in the world that like war.
What is the biggest problem in the world right now? It's the question of the day.
People.
There's a song about that, I'm pretty sure. Everywhere you go.
Yeah.
People. People.
But
who sings that?
You accept Lord Rothschild as your Lord and Savior. Why not?
No, I don't know. Can't be. Crazy.
Why
man.
Don't?
You know,
are you afraid to admit
never,
the truth?
Never afraid. I'm so not afraid. We're going to round out the hour and say au revoir to the French-speaking people.
Oh, are we gone?
Yeah, let's end it out with an hour, mister.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Hey, you want to tell everybody where we're at and since we never did at the beginning and who's coming along? Read the schedule out for us.
Well, we just didn't do much. Just kept you in the radio thing so you don't get, you know, forgotten. Keep you public eye, mister.
Well, this is a Freaker Friday today, and so who? Grams at 6?
Gramsy at 6 on the Rocket Share podcast.
That's right. Moosey and Grimner?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock Central.
I think.
The Freaker's Ball, y'all. All. Tomorrow, me and you are going to do some dorking.
Some dork table, that's right.
Okay. And that's at 11 Central?
I believe so.
And 11:45 Sunday, we start off with some early wind up with the roll out the blues.
At Rand.
Yeah, and play some what? Fun games?
Grim got a new program for his music, so he might be experimenting with that tonight, as far as I could tell from what I heard the other day. I'm not positive. I might be out of my league here, but it sure looked like he had a new Linux product to play with regarding the music.
No fun. So then at noon on the left coast, 2 p.m. Central, Hal Anthony comes from
South America.
Yeah, behind the woodshed. Grim Leftovers, Monday. And, man, I confused my time zones there, but it's Monday evening, sometime about 6. And
7 p.m. on the East Coast.
Okay. And 6 Central. And then Tuesday at 5 Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, is In a Perfect World. And then you battle the bots and the bodies. And
the bodies. That's what.
Wednesday is Grams at 6 p.m. in Kansas. In her rocket chair, and Thursday is 20% off. Such
20.
A deal.
20% to you, my friend. 20%.
Well, okie dokie. Well, do you have anything further to say, or do we revert to the words of Pancho Villa?
You can revert to any damn thing you want. Tomorrow we're going to probably do a dork table.
Okay.
And unfortunately for me, it's so early to hear Grim because they come on at 5 a.m. our time. So I got to do the reruns and miss the live music. Wham, wham, wham. See, I got such big problems where I live.
Hey. Okay.
So I want
tell him I said something. Pancho Villa, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for coming along, Flashing. Holding my hand and a walk it makes through. Bye-bye. See you guys. Thanks and adios.
Hola. Hey, senor. Stop.
I gotta go push the button, right? Wait, come here. I have something to do. Here goes.
Excuse me to not vegetate.